The mother and main carer of a 22-year-old man who has an intellectual disability has appealed for help from the government and the health service executive after she received a letter stating that her son has been put on a 5-year waiting list to be seen by a weight management specialist at St Columb Kills Hospital in Dublin. The HSE's Ireland East Hospitals Group has sincerely apologised for the waiting time, which it says is due to demand for the service. Family Carers Ireland say waiting lists for people with disabilities is now a scandal, as our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally reports.
Are you going for a walk this morning?
Yeah.
You're going for a walk this morning. And then home to Mammy?
Yeah.
At 6 foot four, Evan Johnston is known as the gentle giant.
And I'll see you at 4 o'clock, good man.
The 22-year-old is autistic, non-verbal, he has 50% vision, and while he can walk, his movement is impaired. Like others with intellectual disabilities, Evan thrives on routine. COVID-19 restrictions disrupted that, and his reaction has manifested itself in a food obsession, as his mother Jane explains.
The food I have in the house I have to have hidden. Dried food I leave in the boot of my car, to be honest with you, because if it's in the house he'll find it, and if he gets something you can't get, there's no negotiating it back. But just more recently, even in the last week, even though everything is hidden away and he's, you know, he's following a diet given by a dietitian, he's finding items out of the freezer, you know, and he would eat, you know, a frozen pan, frozen sliced pan, frozen chips. It's very, very hard to manage that. He doesn't understand that this is having an implication on your health. He just doesn't have that capacity to understand that.
Evan has also gone from taking 2 medications before the restrictions were introduced to over 10 medications now.
He went for a year and a half with disruptive sleep, and of course that meant that I went with disruptive sleep and my other son Daniel went with disruptive sleep as well. It took a while to actually find the medications that worked, so we got his sleep sorted. But then arising from that there was other problems, he's been investigated at the moment for having possible sleep apnea, which means that Evan stops breathing during the night, and this puts pressure on his heart, and this in turn causes high blood pressure.
All of this reignites trauma experienced by the Johnston family just 7 years ago, when Evan's dad died at the age of 50 from a heart attack.
He was standing in the kitchen here talking to me and got a pain in his chest and he was gone. Do you know what I mean? So I still live with that fear and that trauma. Could that happen again?
Mm.
And realistically, maybe it could if we don't get the help that we need.
Jane sought that help through the weight management service at St Columb Kills Hospital in Dublin. She's received a letter to say that Evan is on a waiting list for the clinic. That waiting list is currently 5 years.
Evan just doesn't have that 5 years. I don't know where he's going to be in terms of his health in 5 years' time. He's a 22-year-old young man, you know, a young man with the same zest for life as every other young man who doesn't understand and needs a lot of support. And I need that support. I'm not a medical professional. I'm his mother and I'm his carer.
While Jane is Evan's main carer, she's also his brother Daniel's main carer because he too has an intellectual disability. Catherine Cox of Family Carers Ireland says the position that the Johnston family and so many others around the country have been put in can't be tolerated any longer.
Forcing a child to wait 5 years for a vital support that is crucial to his health and well-being and to his mum's, I think that's a scandal. And I actually think we are going to suffer and our country is going to suffer and people with disabilities continue to suffer and their family carers unless we put in place, we get rid of these waiting lists. And that can be done if there is a will.
Evan was at, like all of us, was asked to stay at home, you know, by the government and by the health, to protect the health service. Somehow we managed to get through the pandemic on a wing and a prayer, but it's left its mark and it's left a huge mark on Evan. So I would just like to, I suppose, appeal to the government and to the health service. Evan, you know, he did what was asked for of him, and we got behind the health service and the government. We need the government and the health service to get behind him now.
It's mother and family carer Jane Johnson ending that report by Alva Keneally.